Not long ago, F1 fans like myself were given a sharp dose of disappointment when news of future F1 coverage was announced. From 2019, F1 will end its 66-year relationship with free-to-air television in the UK, as Sky Sports will produce exclusive live coverage through their Sky Sports F1 channel. Live races will require subscribing to Sky Sports F1 on top of the Sky subscription, whereas if you just have Sky, then you can watch highlights of the race. Although they say that the British Grand Prix would be live free to air on Sky. If you don't have Sky, then in terms of television coverage, it's tough d***y. Of course, there's BBC Radio 5 Live for live radio commentary, which is only ideal if you don't have access to a TV or want to get the feeling of how motor racing was covered pre-1969, without Murray Walker, Raymond Baxter, and commentating from Monaco down a telephone line. That's no disrespect to the radio coverage, however. It's interesting with a good team, but downgrading from TV to radio to follow a very visual sport is like wanting to exchange your Android smartphone for a 1920s two-piece telephone set. For me, it was sad news, but not entirely surprising. After all, when the BBC lost exclusive rights to show F1 in the UK, I thought it was the start of a slow death for F1's free-to-air coverage. 5 years later, and after the Beeb threw in the towel, Channel 4 barely even started the 2016 season when the bombshell blew. Mind you, it's not the first country to have F1 going behind the paywall. Italy has their own Sky Sports F1 on Sky Italia, with Rai now showing a mixture of delayed and live race coverage. France and Spain have also followed suit. It got me thinking about UK free-to-air sport in general. Much of UK football is either on BT Sport or Sky Sports, cricket on Sky Sports, golf on Sky Sports, tennis on Sky Sports and BT Sport, World Rally Championship on BT Sport. Even the Olympics will only be on Eurosport if the BBC doesn't get some form of deal to show it from 2022. The simple fact is there is more money in pay TV than free-to-air TV. Free-to-air TV only has advertising or licence fee money to rely upon, whereas pay TV has subscriptions and advertising combined. Sky did this with Premier League football in the 1990s and blew ITV out of the water. Perhaps we're witnessing the era of when free-to-air sport becomes a thing of the past. In my opinion, within 10 years, there will only be a handful of sporting events, mainly the Crown Jewel or Group A events, and sports such as Wimbledon and the Six Nations will more likely need a subscription to see them. Nothing in life is free, and this is true for sports TV in the UK. This has been a post from Hanson's Corner, hansonscorner.com, read by yours truly, Matthew Hanson.